labour was locally fixed. Most of the world was at the level at which much of China remains today, able to get along without even coinage. It was a rudimentary world from the point of view of the modern financier and industrial organiser. Well, on that rude, secure basis, there has now been piled the most chancy and insecurely experimental system of conventions and assumptions about money and credit is possible to imagine. There has grown up a vast system of lending and borrowing, a worldwide extension of joint stock enterprises that involve, at last, the most fantastic relationships. I find myself, for example, owning, partially at least, a bank in New Zealand, a railway in Cuba, another in Canada, several in Brazil, an electric power plant in the city of Westminster, and so on. And I use these stocks and shares as a sort of interest-bearing money. If I want money to spend, I sell a railway share much as one might change a £100 banknote. If I have more cash than I need immediately, I buy a few shares. I perceive that the value of these shares oscillates, sometimes rather gravely, and that the value of the alleged money on the checks I get also oscillates as compared with the things I want to buy. That, indeed, the whole system, which has only existed for a couple of centuries or so, and which keeps...